Once, various poets wrote poems in praise of the Duke of Nanpara, District Bahraich, UP, India. Some people requested Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh to write a poem in praise of that Duke. In reply to this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh wrote a Naat in praise of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam with the following opening couplets.
Wo kamale husne huzur hai ke kumane nafse jahan nahi yahi phool khar se dur hai yahi shamma hai ke dhuan nahi.
Kamal means perfection, naqs means imperfection, khar means thorn. The beauty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is absolutely perfect and flawless. One cannot even think of a fault in it. The stem of every flower has thorns, but the fragrant flower of Amina flower bed is the only one which is absolutely free from thorns. Similarly, every candle emits smoke, which is a sort of flaw in it. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is that bright candle in the blessed fold of Rasul that is smokeless, that means absolutely flawless. And in the closing couplet, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used the word Nanpara so beautifully.
Karu madha ahle duwal raza pade is bala mein meri bala main gada hu apne kareem ka mera deen paraye na nahi.
Mad means praise, duwal means wealth, paraye na means piece of bread. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has stated, why should I admire the rich? I am a beggar of the court of the benevolent Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Para means a piece and naan means bread. It implies a piece of bread is not my religion. So I will not flatter the worldly rulers because I do not want to get anything from them.